Mother, are Post 40% Bran Flakes really the best-tasting cereal of them all?
Well, your father says so, and father knows best.
Yes, if father knows best, transcribed in Hollywood, starring Robert Young, your father. A half-hour visit with your neighbors, the Andersons. Brought to you by Instant Sanctum, the delicious coffee that lets you sleep, and Post 40% Bran Flakes. Mother, next time you're choosing a cereal, remember new Post 40% Bran Flakes give your family all the important keep regular benefits of Bran in a cereal with a delicious new magic oven flavor. Insist on Post Bran Flakes, the cereal preferred and eaten by far more people than any other Bran Flakes. This weekend, get Post 40% Bran Flakes in the new family-size 15-ounce package. They're good, and so good for you. There are certain things that parents are required to do for their children. There are many things they want to do for them, but there are a few things they should never do for them. Now, there's no published list of these things, and so about the only way a parent can find out what they are is to stumble into them by accident. Jim Anderson stumbled into one the other day. Little did daughter Betty realize what was in store for her as she helped set the table for dinner that evening. Like this.
And then Mouse said to me, "Betty," he said, "I'd rather have you in old blue jeans than Marilyn Monroe in a mink coat. Wasn't that sweet, Mother?"
"You're spilling the carrot, Betty."
"Huh? Oh.
And don't set that hot plate on the table without something under it."
"Ralph is really very sweet. When you come right down to it, Mother, he is sweet."
"Mm-hmm.
I've been misjudging him a lot, lady. But he was really very, very sincere when he told me he'd rather have me in blue jeans than... I wonder why he keeps mentioning Marilyn Monroe all the time."
"Betty, please finish setting the table. Your father will be home any minute."
"He must have a blonde complex. That's all he can think about."
"Dinner ready, Mom?"
"Almost."
"I'm hungry."
"Well, wash up and comb your hair."
"Oh, no use washing now. It's my turn to do dishes tonight. I'll get my hands soaked up good then."
"That doesn't make any difference. Do them now."
"Too much water is hard on them. Breaks down the tissues."
"I don't think you're in any danger. Hurry now."
"Mommy!"
"Make some red and flabby."
"Mommy!"
"Yes, Kathy?"
"Mommy, can I make some taffy?"
"Not now. Dinner's ready."
"I won't make much. Please, can I?"
"There isn't time now."
"Mother, shall I put the roast on the table?"
"I guess so. Your father's evidently going to be late."
"Betty, will you help me pull taffy tonight?"
"No, I'm going to the library with Ralph."
"But, well..."
"No."
"Mommy, make him help me pull taffy."
"Don't bother him now. He's washing his hands."
"I gotta write a theme tonight."
"Mommy..."
"Kathy, just let it go for now. Don't keep needling me about it."
"Yeah, I gotta write a theme tonight. Mom, have I ever been embarrassed?"
"Embarrassed?"
"Yeah, that's what I gotta write about. My most embarrassing moment."
"Oh."
"We had our choice. Either that or the most vivid character I ever met."
"I see."
"I took the embarrassing one because I didn't know what vivid meant."
"Now, that's a fine reason."
"Margaret, I'm home."
"Oh, good. There's your father.
Let's get to eating. I'm starved."
"Hello, Daddy."
"Hello, kitten."
"Will you help me pull taffy?"
"We'll see. How are you, honey?"
"Hello, dear."
"Hi, Dad."
"Hi. Say, this looks good. I'm hungry, too."
"Will you, Daddy?"
"Will I what?"
"Pull taffy."
"Kathy, don't bother your father now. He wants to eat his dinner."
"I'm sorry I'm a little late, Margaret, but Brownell's in town."
"Who?"
"Brownell, vice president."
Oh, sure.
"Sure a nice fellow. Real pleasure to have him around. Not like old Cragson used to be."
"Well, that's nice. Kara?"
"Thanks. I thought we might take him out to dinner some night. He'll be here for a couple of days."
"I think that'd be a good idea."
"Oh, by the way, Betty, I fixed up a little date for you tonight."
You did what, Father?"
"Fixed you up a date. I'd like some of that jelly, bud."
"Sure."
"Father, look at me. What do you mean you fixed me up a little date?"
"Just that. Brownell's son is with him, and he doesn't know anybody in town, so I arranged for him to come over and pick you up tonight. Might go to a show or a dance."
"Oh, so you arranged it."
"This is a wonderful roast, Margaret. What did you do to it?"
Just cooked it.
Father.
Yes?
Stop evading the issue and look at me.
Evading the issue? What issue?
You know what I'm talking about. This date.
Well, I've told you everything I know about it. He'll be here around 8.
That's fine. That's just fine.
I thought you'd like it. Bob, will you please pass the rolls?
Sure.
Father, how can you... How can you be such an utter square?
Square?
I suppose you think you can line up dates for me like you'd rent out a floor waxing machine.
Betty, why are you so upset? Have I done something wrong?
Wrong?
Jim.
Dad, have I ever been embarrassed?
Bud, not now.
Well, I'd like to know what all the fuss is about.
Father, we are not living in the feudal age anymore.
I didn't say we were.
You act like it. Girls are not put on the auction block and sold like livestock nowadays, Father.
For goodness sake, Betty, all I did was...
All you did was arrange a little date for me on the very night I always go to the library with Ralph.
Well, it's not going to hurt you to miss going to the library one night.
It's not the library, it's Ralph.
Well, you're not engaged to Ralph. Besides, I'm not asking you to marry the Brownell boy. Just a courtesy sort of...
What does he look like?
Well, he's a... His name is Leonard.
I didn't ask that. What does he look like?
Well, Well, to tell the truth, I've never seen him.
Oh, that's great. That's just great.
But I'm sure he's a fine-looking chap. His father's fairly nice-looking.
Did you get me a date with his father, too?
Betty, please. Your father was just trying to do something nice.
Hmm.
Gosh, you'd think I'd suggested blowing up the city hall or something.
Dad.
Yeah?
Have I ever been embarrassed?
You? Embarrassed? Never.
How do you like that? I get nothing but bad grades.
Father.
Now I'll probably flunk English this semester.
Father.
Hey, that'd be embarrassing if I flunked.
Father.
No, I'll be too late to write about it then.
Bud, will you keep quiet for half a second?
Look, Tallulah, I got problems, too.
Talk about problems. Who's going to help me with my Cassie?
I had no idea things were so bad.
Father, what color hair does he have?
Who?
Leonard.
I don't know, Betty. I told you I've never seen him.
What I want to know is why his father is so anxious to get dates for him. Must be a real dud.
His father had nothing to do with it. It was my idea.
How tall is he?
Betty, I don't know.
Probably a good foot and a half shorter than I am. I can just see myself galloping around the dance floor with this little squirt.
Betty, he's no little squirt.
How do you know? You've never seen him.
Look, Betty, I'm sorry this happened. I'll call up Brownell and tell him the whole thing is off.
Does he have a car?
Well, he must have. He's going to call for you.
Probably on a motorcycle.
What's wrong with a motorcycle?
Not a thing in the world. It's just dandy. I must call up all my friends and tell them to watch for me and Shorty to drive down Main Street on it.
All right, all right.
I just hope he remembers to take his goggles off while we're dancing.
What kind of a motorcycle has he got, Dan?
I don't know.
Jim, where are you going?
I'll be back.
But your dinner
was... right there. I'll be back.
Betty, I'm afraid you were a little harsh on your father.
Well, what did you expect me to do? If I let him get away with this, there's no telling what it'll lead to.
He's not trying to get away with anything. I understand perfectly how you feel, Betty. And I don't blame you. But you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
But, Mother...
We've got a molehill in the backyard.
I'm not an article of merchandise.
Did you see him?
That can be bought or traded or...
Put some in the catalpa tree.
Bud, will you hush up?
Holy cow.
I can't hear myself think around here.
A fella tries to join in the conversation and he gets his head knocked off.
Mommy, could you make two tones?
Two tones what?
Taffy.
Well, when you get through pulling it and dropping it on the floor a few times, it generally is two-toned.
Anyway, Mother, if Father thinks...
Betty, your father was merely trying to do something nice, just a friendly gesture toward a business associate.
So some friendly gesture. It's just breaking me and Ralph up, that's all.
No, it isn't. You can surely explain to Ralph that it was your father's idea, not yours.
Oh, sure. Nothing to it.
Well, that's that.
Do you want me to heat up your dinner, Jim?
No, this is fine.
Uh-oh, that's probably him calling.
Ask him what kind of motorcycle it is.
I'm not going to talk to him.
Well, it's not him, so stop worrying.
I'll go answer it.
Leonard is probably going to suggest taking me out to the motorcycle races.
Gee, I wish I could go along.
You can have him all to your own sweet self for all I care.
Betty, if you'll stop moaning for half a minute, I've got some news for you.
Wait a minute, I can't go after all. I've got to stay home and figure out when I was embarrassed.
It's for you, Daddy.
Is it Leonard?
Nope.
Thank you.
It's some girl.
Oh, I hope I never go through another evening like this again. I feel as though I committed treason or something.
Well, I admit she's carrying on rather elaborately, but you must remember, these are very important things to a young girl. They're very sensitive about them.
Evidently. Well, it's all over now, anyway.
What do you mean it's all over?
I called Brownell just now. Called the date off.
You did?
I tell you, it was pretty embarrassing, too.
Now, why couldn't that have been me? Dad, you get all the breaks.
Don't I, though?
Dad, if I walked down to the drugstore in long underwear, would I be embarrassed?
I doubt it.
I don't think it would make much of a theme, anyway.
Oh, that Ralph. That Ralph, that deceitful.
Oh, dear, what's wrong now?
You know who that was calling? Florence Pembroke.
So?
Ralph told her to call me and tell me that he couldn't take me to the library tonight because he and she are working together on the float committee for homecoming day.
Well, that's too bad, honey.
What does he see in that Florence Pembroke?
Betty, he doesn't see anything in her. He's merely on a committee with her.
Oh, sure. Probably arranged it himself. But I got even with that little pipsqueak. I told her to tell Mr. Ralph about my date with Leonard.
With Leonard?
I told her to tell him where we were going to so that he can see for himself.
Well, just a minute, Betty. You don't have a date with Leonard.
I what?
I called Brownell and canceled it.
Oh, Father, how could you do a thing like that?
Oh, me.
I didn't tell you to cancel it, did I?
No, not in so many words. But the way you were carrying on...
Oh, Father, Father, call him up again.
What?
Tell him to tell Leonard to make it 8:15 instead of 8. I need more time to get dressed. I want to look real glam.
Now, listen here, Betty. I'm not going to do this. I called him once and...
Father, do you want to make a liar out of your own daughter?
Well, no, certainly not.
Well, then call him. I told Florence I was going out with a handsome man from out of town in a big, beautiful convertible.
What happened to his motorcycle?
Call him, Father. You've got to.
Well, all right. But you've got to stick to this.
Don't worry.
It's not going to be easy, I'll tell you that.
Mother, what do you think I ought to wear? Can I wear those glittery pumps of yours?
You better wear flat heels as long as he's shorter than you.
He is not.
Are you sure this is the same kid that's got the motorcycle?
Which one's Leonard?
Oh, children, stop asking so many questions. This thing is confusing enough as it is.
Mother, should I wear my chartreuse dress? The off-the-shoulder one?
Yes, that'd be nice.
I look awful in it.
Well, it's all set again, but we were just lucky. 2 minutes later, and we'd have missed them. They were just going out to a movie.
Uh-oh, I bet that's old Ralph. I knew he'd be calling up.
What do you want me to tell him?
I want to tell him myself. Oh, this is the day I've been waiting for.
I can tell you one thing. This is the last time I ever muscle in on Cupid's territory. I sure felt silly calling Brownell again, making up a lot of nonsense about misunderstandings and all. I don't think he much believed anything I was saying.
You should have invited him over to spend the evening here.
Well, I thought of it, but somehow I felt that the less we see of each other right now, the better.
Dad, did Mr. Brownell say what Leonard had done with his motorcycle?
Look, son, I've had a hard day, and... Yes?
Father, could you do me one little teeny-weeny tiny little favor?
Well, that all depends. What is it?
Would you call Mr. Brownell and tell him I can't go?
What?
Now, don't explode, Father.
Ralph said Florence got the message all mixed up. He was just going to be a little late, is all.
Now, listen here,
and,
Betty.
Oh, he was so upset about me having another date. He was just sick over it. So what could I do, Father?
Betty.
He canceled the whole float meeting, and he's going to take me to the dance himself. He's so sweet.
Oh, I give up.
So will you call, Father?
No.
But, Father, I can't have two dates.
Well, there's nothing I can do about it.
Oh!
Now, Betty. Wait, Betty! Oh, me.
Jim, you started this. Maybe you ought to figure it out to the finish.
Yeah, I suppose so. But how?
Dad.
Yes, Bud?
Try to think of something embarrassing, will you?
This is Jerry Marshall. Mind if I ask what kind of a sleeper you are? Are you one of the lucky ones, asleep almost the minute your head touches the pillow? Or do you often have nights when you just turn and toss for hours before you fall asleep? It used to be that way with me. One cup of ordinary coffee at dinner, and I could kiss my night's sleep goodbye for sure. Took me a while to find out the answer, but I finally did. Instant Sanka coffee. You see, it isn't coffee itself. It's the caffeine in coffee that spoils sleep for so many people. Well, Instant Sanka has had 97% of the caffeine taken out. It doesn't matter how many cups you drink or how late at night it is. Instant Sanka can't interfere with sleep. Another thing I like about Instant Sanka, it's all pure coffee. Rich, full-bodied. Why not pick up a jar of Instant Sanka at the grocer's tomorrow? The large economy-sized jar. Try it. You will sleep better at night, and you will feel better the next day.
Well, at this point in her life, Betty is faced with the prospect of having two dates for the evening, Ralph and the son of Jim's vice president. However, the problem of solving this situation has been tossed squarely in Jim's lap. He's pretty busy right now, pacing the floor of the den where young Bud is laboring over his school theme. Like this.
Hey, Dad, listen to this now. See how it sounds.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
I haven't met it yet.
Oh.
My most embarrassing...
Bud, I'm trying to concentrate on a little problem right now.
Well, this will just take a second. My most embarrassing moment by Bud Anderson. Pretty good so far, huh?
Very good.
One day, when I was a young boy of a few years ago... Does that sound right?
Fine.
One day, when I was a young boy of a few years ago, I went way out to the country to visit my grandfather, and he told me to...
Told you to what?
Well, I thought maybe you could just suggest something to go in there, as long as I got it started. That's the hard part, getting started.
Look, Bud, you have to work that out for yourself tonight. I've got my hands pretty full with Betty's problem.
Gosh, I'd think she'd be happy to have two dates. Make her look real popular.
Well, it doesn't work out very well somehow or other.
Too bad Betty isn't twins.
Hey, wait a minute. I believe that's it. Sure, we'll get another girl.
What for?
Another girl to go along, make it a foursome.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't think of this before. Janie Liggett's the girl. I'll call her right now. Do you know the Liggett's number?
Oh, it's scribbled down there someplace. Must be.
Wait, I think this is it. Yes, Janie.
Now let's get me straightened up. Surely something embarrassing ought to happen when a boy goes to visit his grandfather.
Don't bother me now, Bud.
Would it help any if I went to visit my uncle?
Hello? I'd like to speak to Jenny Liggett, please. Oh, I didn't recognize your voice, Jenny. This is Betty's father. I'm fine. Listen, Janie, a little situation has come up here. Betty has an extra boyfriend for the evening, and we thought maybe you might join her and make it a foursome. Well, I admit it's awfully late to be calling, but this whole thing came up rather unexpectedly. Ralph and an out-of-town boy. I guess about 8 o'clock. So why don't you come over as soon as you're ready, and you can start from here. Well, fine, Janie, and thanks very much. Goodbye. Well, that was simple.
Hey, Dad, listen. One day, when I was a young boy of a few years ago, I went way out to the country to visit my grandfather, and he told me to go back home. That'd be embarrassing, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I'll be right back.
One day when I was a young boy over at my uncle's...
Betty! Betty!
She's up here, dear.
I've got some good news.
Daddy, you ready to help me pull Taffy now?
Later, kitten.
Well, wait, Daddy. I want you to taste it.
Well, I'll be down in a minute. Betty, are you in your room?
Naturally.
Oh, well, you'll be glad to know that I've got everything straightened out for you.
What did you do? Call Mr. Brownell?
No, I didn't.
You didn't call Ralph, did you?
No, Princess, I did not.
Well, what did you do?
Yes, just what did you do, dear? I'm a little curious myself.
It was very simple. I called Janie Liggett, and she's going to make it a foursome.
You did what?
I just told you. I called Janie Liggett.
Oh, Father, no.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Listen, Father.
Go ahead. Blindfold me and line me up in front of the firing squad.
Just who is going to be Janie's date?
Well, work that out any way you like. Let her go with Leonard.
Oh, I see. And let her have all the fun.
Betty, it was merely a suggestion.
What if he turns out to be good-looking and a dreamy dancer and a lot of fun?
Betty, I merely...
Janie always thinks she can get all the new boys in town.
All right, then. You go with Leonard and let Janie go with Ralph.
With Ralph?
Yes.
I wouldn't trust her with Ralph if I had them chained in a fishbowl.
Oh, me, I give up.
Do you want me to tell you something about that Janie Liggett?
You, Betty, you upstairs?
Is that you, Janie, honey?
Shall I come up?
Yes, darling. Father, I could strangle you for this.
Right now, I'd welcome it.
It'll never work out. Just simply will not work out.
Well, I don't know what else to do.
Gee, Betty, is that my... Oh, hello, Mrs. Anderson.
Hello, Janie.
Mr. Anderson.
Hi.
Betty, is that my date downstairs?
Downstairs? I don't know. Who's down there?
I don't know. I got a glimpse of some fellow sitting in the living room talking to Kathy. She was asking him where his motorcycle was.
That must be Leonard.
He and Kathy are pulling Taffy. Hope that's not his idea of a good time.
Jim, I think you'd better go down there and rescue the poor boy.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Dad, I believe I've got the idea for my theme now. Listen to this.
Well, read it to your mother. I got a little job to attend to right now.
Well, listen, Mom. Oh, hello, Jane. My Most Embarrassing Moment by Bud Anderson. And then I just leave the rest of it blank.
Leave it blank?
Yeah. And then when the teacher asks me to get up and read my theme, boy, will I be embarrassed.
But the idea is to write a theme, not get embarrassed.
Yeah, but, Mom, you see...
Come on downstairs, and I'll help you work on them.
I got one other idea about visiting my grandfather, but it's not so hard.
Tell me, Janie, what does he look like? The boy downstairs?
Yes.
Well, I didn't really get a good look at him.
Well, you didn't, huh?
No. But I believe he has dark, wavy hair and blue eyes. And he's wearing a brown gabardine suit with a tan pinstripe shirt and dark green tie with socks to match. Brown Scotch rain shoes, and he's got a fraternity pin on.
What fraternity?
I told you. I didn't get a good look at him.
Oh. What'd you say his name was?
Leonard.
Dark, wavy hair, did you say?
Uh-huh. He's dreamy. I hope he's a good dancer, as long as I'm going to have to dance with him all evening.
Janie, you know, he's the son of the vice president of Father's Insurance Company.
Oh, really?
And, this date is sort of a business gesture for Father.
So what am I supposed to do, talk about insurance all evening?
No. What I mean is, well... Father would sort of like me to go with Leonard. It's Father's idea, you understand.
Oh. Oh, so then do I get Ralph?
Well, not exactly.
Well, just what cozy little arrangement have you got worked out?
Well, you see, Janie...
Betty, could we speak to you a minute?
Just a second, Father. I'm coming.
Oh, gee, Betty, I forgot my lipstick. Have you got one I can borrow?
Look on the vanity there.
Okay.
Yes, Father, what is it? You and Mother look like you've just seen a ghost.
Go on, Jim. Tell her.
Well, something has just come up, and,
Well, what is it?
Well, Betty, both the boys are here now, and it seems that Ralph got to worrying a little bit about the boy you were supposed to have a date with.
Worrying?
Yes, so he, He brought Florence Pembroke along as a date for him.
Brought Florence along?
Now, just keep calm, Betty. Remember, this wasn't my idea, and I'm sure there's some way we can work it out.
Why, that's wonderful, Father.
What?
Well, that solves everything, Father.
Betty, are you sure you heard what I said?
Why, certainly. Now, both Florence and Janie can go with Ralph. But that way, neither one of them will really have him. And I can go with Leonard. Hurry up, Janie.
I'm coming.
Good night, Father. Good night, Mother.
Bye, Mrs. Anderson. Mr. Anderson.
Well.
Well.
Margaret, if I live to be 1,000 years old, there's one thing I'll never understand. And that's girls.
Well, sometime when you have a moment, dear, come into the den and we'll have a little talk.
Well, before the final curtain, let's peek into the Anderson's kitchen. Seems that Margaret wants a moment of peace all by herself.
Oh, honestly, this family. Thank goodness I can get away from it all once in a while. Now, my shopping list. Let's see. Butter, eggs, sugar, Sanka coffee, and Post 40% bran flakes.
Good idea. Mother, you've probably heard that bran is good for you, that it provides important keep regular benefits. And maybe you've even served it, but found that the family wasn't too keen about the taste. Well, now, new Post 40% bran flakes have a marvelous new flavor called Magic Oven Flavor. Plus, a new crisper texture that's downright delicious. That's why Post bran flakes give your family the vital keep regular benefits of bran in a cereal they'll really enjoy. Next time you go shopping, remember...
For goodness sake, eat Post bran flakes. So good and so good for you.
Yes, get the cereal actually bought by far more people than any other bran flakes. New Post 40% bran flakes in the new family size 15-ounce package. They're good and so good for you.
Well, the gay fivesome is now on its way to the dance, and ex-matchmaker Jim is still pondering the complexities of the tender feminine mind as he wearily pulls Happy with Kathy and listens to the workings of the young male mind, like this.
Now, I could start it out like this, Dan.
Uh-huh.
Once upon a time ago, when I was a boy, and I went out swimming, and some other boys stole my pants...
But that's not going to work. But I've got an idea. Change the title to... The most embarrassing moment of a friend of mine, and started out like this.
Shoot, I'm ready.
Once upon a time, I knew a man who had a daughter. Now, this man had the strange idea that he could arrange a date for his daughter. So one day, this misguided man...
Join us again next week, but we'll be back with Father Knows Best, starring Robert Young as Jim Anderson. Until then, good night and good luck. From the makers of Post 40% Bran Flakes, the cereal preferred and eaten by far more people than any other Bran Flakes, and Instant Sanka, the delicious coffee that lets you sleep. In our cast were Gene Vanderpyle as Margaret, Rhoda Williams, Ted Donaldson, Helen Strome, and Mary Lee Robb.
Calcium helps grown-ups to a more vigorous life.
And now there's calcium in hot wheat meal.
Calcium helps your body run smoothly.
And now there's calcium in hot wheat meal.
Calcium helps you to enjoy a more active life.
And now there's calcium in hot wheat meal.
Yes, a one-ounce serving contains one-third of your daily calcium needs. And post-wheat meal is a whole wheat cereal, creamy, smooth, delicious, cooks instantly. Get new post-wheat meal with more calcium than any other cereal, hot or cold.
Father Knows Best, based on characters created by Ed James, was transcribed in Hollywood and written by Paul West and Roswell Rogers. This is Bill Forman speaking.
Magic Programs start the 4th on NBC.